You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the day and for the week. So with me, with the 5 o'clock shadow, is Nick Kunzer from Sandon Private Wealth. A little bit of a whimper as we went out on this week, which has been shortened, but very interesting in many ways, Nick.
Yeah, I think it's a perfect analogy, Lindsay. Good evening. It is a bit of a whimper. And in fact, if you look at the value trade today, $16.8 billion, they will conquer. It was a whimper. Pretty quiet day after, I guess a four-day week. You know, maybe that had something to do with it. But, and close out and quarter end on the Monday. So maybe people waiting to fire on the Monday. But yes, a perfect analogy. Went out with a whimper today.
Yes, indeed. Let's have a look at the spot prices, so that can give us a context to the rest of our conversation. The British pound against the rand is, I'm starting with that because of the Brexit story, is 18.59. The dollar rand is 15.10, which is a new recent low for the rand, new recent high for the dollar. The euro rand is 16.53 and the euro dollar 109.50, let's call it. On the commodities front, the gold price still mired below 1,500. In fact, it's even more mired than it was this morning. It's fallen $11.50 over the last 12 hours to $14.93 an ounce. The platinum price is up six, though, to $937. And you'll give us the palladium price.
The palladium price up 1.3%, up $20 at 1689, which almost near 1700. So it must be near the highs of the year at the moment.
Brent crude oil $62.53, which is 19 cents per barrel weaker. And let's have a look at what's happening in the United States of America and other international markets. The Dow Jones is currently up 116 points or 0.4%. The S&P up a quarter. And NASDAQ barely changed. FTSE up nearly 1%. The DAX is up 2/3. The CAC 40 in Paris up 0.2%, and it's all fairly satisfactory going into the weekend in the United States of America. What has been the mood on the JSE today?
Look, the mood started off a little bit cautious. We had a little bit of green coming in sort of around the midday mark. And then at one stage, the S&P was threatening to open down 4 or 5 points and is back in the green. So I think a choppy session, Lindsay. Traders trying to find their sort of feet. Everyone a little bit reluctant with quarter end on the Monday. And also, I guess, at the moment we are moving from triumph to tragedy, from one tweet to the next. And I think there's a little bit of caution beneath the market. And I think a lot of traders very nervous about having too much of an open position. And speaking around the office here as well, there's a chap here who runs one of the sort of long short hedge funds here for Sundum. And he said that the mood is generally of like walking on edge. People do not want to take big positions. You have Mr. Trump coming out on a Saturday or Sunday or God knows, saying something to Fox News before the Monday morning, and you don't even know where to start. So very, very nervous market, even now. But we're in the green. The S&P's in the green, but we're not, unfortunately. We're sort of flat, but cautious, I guess.
Yeah, there's been a tweet storm in the last 3 hours from Mr. Trump. He's woken up with like a bear with a sore head, and he said things that look blatantly untrue, actually, about the whistleblower situation. So he's obviously got very annoyed or very nervous or both. But we don't need to talk about that. The fact is the market doesn't really care anymore because we've been numbed into Trump's submission. Let's have a look at the most viewed shares on the JSE today, according to sharenet.co.za. Steinhoff, obviously, Sibanye is down 0.6% with a few minutes to go. Blue Label Telecoms has rallied from being down at 290 up to 299. Sasol also rallying 1.4%, but all very routine stuff. Anything outside of those ones that have really caught your eye?
No, I mean, Net One, as we said, that was out in the news this morning, but the share price hardly budged. We've had Richemont. I've been seeing quite a bit of positive press on that Richemont acquisition that we spoke about this morning, that Italian luxury goods maker, yes. Bruichladdich. That was been quite well received. British American Tobacco, that's been all over the place today. And gold shares. I mean, at one stage, gold, I mean, you spoke about it the last couple of sessions. You've been saying either side of this big 1500 handle, but I mean, gold at one point today, absolutely getting decimated, was trading at 1503 on the spot price, traded down to 1488. I mean, that's a chunky move. That's a $16 dump in the last 3 hours. So, I guess also this dollar's been all over the place as well. And funny enough, I will say the rand we've been chatting about in the office, the Rand at 15.10 against the dollar. If you look at the emerging market basket, Turkish lira strong against the dollar by about 10 pips. Russian ruble strong against the dollar. Mexican peso strong against the dollar. Even the Hungarian florin stronger.
Oh, yeah.
The Rand, 0.5% weaker against the dollar. It's the only outlier. So I don't know why the Rand is so weak, but it's very much a sell the Rand story today. It's not the emerging market basket. So I don't know if any of your listeners out there know what's going on with the Rand, why it's so weak, but they just can't find a bird the last 2 days.
Or the Hungarian florin, to be honest, as well. Yeah.
That mighty florin.
There used to be a currency in the United Kingdom called the florin, I think it was. And I can't remember what denomination it was, but obviously the Hungarian currency gave its name to that, or the other way around. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. There was a trading update from Netcare Limited today at around about 3 o'clock on the Stock Exchange News Service, and the share price went shooting up. And it says here, total growth in patient days of approximately 3.7% is expected for full year 2019, exceeding the full year guidance of 3% to 3.5% provided at the time of Netcare's interim results. This includes the contribution from a place called Akeso Clinics, which was acquired effectively on the 27th of March of 2018, etc., etc. Demand for mental health remains strong, it says here. I mustn't laugh about these things.
Don't laugh.
No, yeah. I'm not going to laugh. But I mean, these people make money out of other people's misery. So the total number of patient days grows by 3.7%. Market goes up, and it says here demand for mental health remains strong. Mental health, of course, a very serious issue, which is only now starting to be recognised in the civilised world. But anyway, Netcare doing what at the moment on the close?
So up almost 7% at last traded price, R17.90. But I will say this. There was a note out by someone in your neck of the woods talking about Netcare and that possibly it's reached the it was a UK a bunch of guys that said that Netcare possibly reaching the turnaround stage now after being so many years in the doldrums and had really a tough old time. But I guess this certainly ties up with that theme, you know, really nicely received, finally turning around, and maybe the share back at some point getting above 20 Rand again, but worth keeping an eye on.
Yeah, it's worth actually having a discussion next week with a couple of other giant brains like yours and saying, is it now the time to start to have a look at South African stocks or stocks that have been punished, South African stocks that do their business in South Africa or have gone overseas and haven't done that well? Maybe it's time to have a look at them now. Maybe it's time to have a look at the Brits and the Mediclinics and the Netcares of this world. There could be a case for that.
There could be a case for that. And I think PSG, if memory serves you correctly, out with something yesterday. Quoting was on either Fin24, one of the sort of South African websites, saying, and we tend to agree with them, that South African shares, given everything they've done, yes, there are risk involved. Yes, we do have political risk here, etc. But on a basket of pure emerging markets, South Africa now, according to PSG, the cheapest they've been in years.
Yes.
on a pure valuation play. So it granted everything else that they've got going for them, bottom line is they're cheap. But then again, they're cheap for a reason. We've got no growth here. We've got record unemployment. We've got their own shenanigans to take care of. But for those willing to take a risk, maybe now's the time to take a look at them.
Well, let's have a look at some of the ones that have done well today and some of the ones that haven't done so well today. Intuprop, the UK-based but South African semi-listed property company, up 7.5%. Netcare, we've spoken about that, up nearly 7%. Imperial, a 3.8% winner. South 32, up 2.9%. And Sirius, we don't need to talk about that, but anyway, for the record, up 2.5%. On the downside today, Anglo Gold Ashanti down 6.7%. Goldfields down 4.7%. RMI, a 3.3% loser. Investec Property lost 2.9%. And so did CAP. Any stories there?
No, but just to tie it back to our story about possibly sitting down and finding out about SA Inc., if you look at the top on the leaderboard,
yes,
all of them specifically SA-focused, we've got – I'll throw in some ones that you didn't mention. EOH Holdings was up 5.8%. We had Robex up 5%.
Oh, yeah.
We had Clover Industries, very much SA-focused, where Clover is in dairies, 3.5% up. We had Long for Life up 3%, City Lodge up 3%. We had Imperial Logistics up 4%. So all the ones, the smaller caps, smaller SA-focused, all near the top of the leaderboard. So, yes, I think we definitely need to have a discussion about this next week.
Yeah, we really do. You can say to yourself, well, they are cheap and they can get cheaper. Or you can say, historically, they are cheap and therefore they provide value. They're not going to go shooting up. It's not going to be a V-shaped recovery, as they say. But on the other hand, maybe start accumulating, because I know a lot of fund managers have been doing that to their cost so far since the beginning of the year. But maybe in the long term, which is what investing is all about, next 3 to 5 years, maybe they'll do well.
Exactly. Yeah, maybe the opportunities are there now when they are sort of at bargain basement prices and you want to take a stab, it's worth it.
Okay, take a stab at giving us the JSE indices as we close this final day of a shortened trading week, please.
Final day of a shortened trading week and one day before we've got quarter end and month end. So we have the all share down 62 points or 0.11% to close at 55,209, and the top 40 also the same, down 0.15%, 76 points at 49,167. And the biggest movers, healthcare up 1.53%, energy shares up the biggest, best materials as well up 0.5%. And on the downside, technology being a slight drag, down a quarter. And the banks not really going anywhere today. They were the biggest losers, down 0.63% on the financial index.
What did retailers do?
Retailers were flat on the day, but they were mixed. They were, I'd say, looking at the breakdown, the biggest mover up on the retailers is actually Richemont, if you want to classify it as a retailer. Luxury goods up 1.28% up.
And given the PGM basket that we spoke about earlier when we gave the spot prices, what have the platinum group metals producers done? Sibanye, Impala, etc.?
Oh, well, let's take a look. It's quite funny, actually. I'm always used to scrolling down the bottom of my screen to find Impala where I added it, but it's now sitting straight in front of me on the top 40 index now. Down 1% on the day. And if I look at a couple of the others, we have, so Amplats down 0.2, Impala Platinum down 1%. So the Platinum basket is actually a little bit weaker.
Nick, we look forward to the month and the quarter end in the first couple of days of next week. It'll be an interesting one as the window dressers get themselves out and get in their window and start dressing, and it'll be fascinating. And the final quarter of this year, I think, is going to be probably the feistiest one of the year so far. Anyway, that's Nick Kunze. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. Nick Kunze is from Sanlam Private Wealth. He'll be back with us on Monday morning for the opening. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.